mandos, avos, mangoes. Man goes and plants those over mangroves to stand close with lampposts. The street name is now Angove. It's got a Zambos and a Tampos and a Nando's and a beautiful 60s house where that lad goes. House owned by a FIFO, wife home. Pink flamingos, white gnomes, white bricks. Painted rainbow by dream catchers, light tricks. It's quite mellow. One child practices piano and the other cello. Lawn clean but for a few leaves, some tennis rackets and some fruit trees. The lad watches, bit of a moustache already at 12. He's got a rat's tail to tell and a rat's tail as well. A bag so big on him it looks like a shell. He's so Australian, so Australian. No mistaking him. No one's taking him for part Arabian or dark Caucasian. Working class kind of parents naming him a name like Braden or maybe Damien. It's actually Stephen. Smith's his last. No Smith's in his past though. See, he's dark and stormy. Overcast. His best brother boy just hit rock bottom. Armed theft. Cops got him. The irony was lost on him. But that was Armadale, brother, not Sodom. And Steve is hardly even. Mount Lawley's not even Eden. Stephen's proof we've all been heathen. Walking and talking and breathing. It's the perfect place for thieving. And a season after season, no one's leaving. To Stephen, he needs no better reason. And the missionaries taught that one should never trust a snake. But wasn't that the god that they said one should forsake? There used to be a garden here, what fruit did they partake in? He sees nothing as fruitful as the money that they make. 11:39, our man is in, bitter thoughts, tannin skin, a poster child, a mannequin for crime and of sin, takes a mandarin on the 21st of August at around 11:40. Stephen Smith exited a crime scene in Mount Lawley.